We'll sing all four verses. What can wash away my sins?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow.
Father in heaven, we come before you again this day, thanking you for another Lord's Day. Father, we pray that we remember that the price was paid for us on that cross willingly, that you sent your Son and he willingly came and died on the cross. We pray we never take that for granted, always being thankful for the price that was paid for us and the cruelty that he went through on our behalf. We're thankful, Father, for the church that meets here. We're thankful for the church the world over. We pray, Father, that you'll continue to be with our elders here as they watch over us and keep us on the straight and narrow path. We pray you'll be with them as they're looking for a new evangelist for us here at Lakeland Hills. We pray you'll be with the congregation that we'll all work together, putting you first and serving you above all else. Father, we're also mindful of those of our number who are dealing with physical problems. Some of our older people deal with a lot of pains and a lot of things that's hard for them to get around. We pray, Father, if it be your will, you put your healing hand on them and ease their pain and suffering. We pray, Father, too, that for our congregation here, that you'll be with all of us. We especially pray for our young people, Father. We know there's a lot of temptations in this world, and it seems to be getting worse day by day. We pray you'll strengthen them, guard them, that to help them make the right decisions. We pray that we can help keep them in the right direction, that they'll serve you their whole entire life. We pray that for ourselves as well, too. Father, we're mindful of different parts of this country where the church is not as thick as it is here. We know there's areas that are difficult. We know there's congregations that struggle. We pray that they can be strengthened in their faith and they can be strengthened in their number to help spread your borders of your kingdom. We're thankful, Father, too, for the blessings you provide for us, the physical things of this life you give us, our homes, our families, the food and clothing. You've been truly blessed us more than we deserve, and we pray we never take it for granted, and that we always be thankful for that, and always be willing to help those that have less than we have. We do know, Father, that we do sin and we fall short, and we pray that you'll forgive us of these sins, and that we'll try to do a better job serving you and not continue to make the same mistakes in this life. And we know when this life is over, Father, that we will stand in front of you in judgment. We pray that we'll be lived our life accordingly and acceptable in your sight. Pray now as we continue through this worship service that the songs that we sing and the scriptures we read will be edifying to you as well as us, and that all we do will be with love in our heart. Pray this all in your Son's name. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, if y'all would turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I'm going to be reading verses 20 through 22. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 20 through 22. But now, Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. And for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive.
When Jesus stood at last, through my law,
you would please turn to Psalm 130. It's a brief psalm. I will read it in its entirety. I'll be reading from a combination of the 1901 American Standard and the 1975 New American Standard. Out of the depths I have cried to thee, O Jehovah. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Jehovah, shouldst mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. That obviously is addressed to God. The rest of the psalm is addressed to mankind about God. I wait for Jehovah, my soul does wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning. Indeed, more than the watchman for the morning. O Israel, hope in Jehovah, For with Jehovah there is loving kindness, and with him is abundant redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
Number 361, in his time.
In his time, in his time, he makes all things beautiful. In his time, Lord, please show me every day as your
Please turn to Matthew 5, verse 8. 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Number 537. Open my eyes.
Open my eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus.
And show that we love. If you open your Bibles to James chapter 4, verse 10, I'll be reading from the American Standard Version. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will exalt you. Now let us turn to 563. Jesus, name above all names.
Jesus, name above all
thy name. And if you see the stanza where we start, glorify thy name, we're going to start off a little softer and build up to at the very end when we say the last glorify thy name, we're really going to sing out loud. All right? Father,
we love
back of 220. Habakkuk 2:20. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. Heard an interesting sermon one time by one of the Hall brothers about this. The Lord is in his holy temple. Now we'll sing number 55. The Lord.
Let all the earth We're reading from the book of Psalms 107, verses 8 and 9. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. So it's Psalms 107, verses 8 and 9. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness.
Psalm
Revelation 19, 4 through 6. And the 44 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who is seated on the throne, saying, Amen, hallelujah. And from the throne came a voice crying, Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, small and great. Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like a sound of many waters and like the sound of mighty thunder peals, crying hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns.
We'll sing all four verses and then the first verse of number 13 again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Good evening. I'll be speaking to you this evening. Just a few words. And my subject this evening would be, Thy Will Be Done. Thy Will Be Done. The word will here we will be talking about is God's law. To pray that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven is to pray that his will be obeyed exactly and completely. God's will for us and all men and revealed is in the New Testament. My first scripture to be reading is in here from Jude. Jude 3. It says, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort that ye should honestly contend for the faith which was delivered unto you unto the saints. God will, God word, God truth. The faithful is a body of truth delivered from heaven by the Holy Spirit one time for all times unto the saints for all men. Now, we ought to pay strict attention to what we just read right here. It says the Holy Spirit, it said, delivered from heaven by the Holy Spirit. That's the truth of God. It was delivered one time for all time unto the saint for all men. In Acts chapter 13, It is referred to in different ways. In verse 8, it is called the faith. Get back up to verse 7. It is referred to in verse 7 as the word of God. In verse 10, it's called the right way of the Lord. And in verse 12, it states as the doctrine, it's stated as the doctrine of the Lord. Now we can read about the doctrine of the Lord in other passages, where we will get to some of them, not all of them. Because in 2 John, verse 8, we start at verse 8. It said, look to yourself that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgress and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. And verse 10 say, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your home, neither bid him Godspeed. The doctrine of Christ, the word of Christ, God's truth. Christ had promised the apostles that the Holy Spirit would guide them into all truth. In John 16:13, it says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And we're going to talk to John 17. John 17, verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word of truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for thou sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through thy truth. Thy truth. The word of God. As long as we stick to the word of God, doing his will, following his rules, without any addition or subtraction, we will be doing fine. Yet still, none of us will be able to live on this earth perfectly. Remember, one man that lived on the earth without sin. That's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There have been nothing lacking as far as God's word is concerned. And 2 Peter 1:3 tells us that God has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. There's nothing lacking that we need for our salvation. We have everything we need. All we have to do is follow it. We have the word, everlasting word, unchangeable word. As long as we follow God's word, we will be doing fine. There's no need for us to seek anything else. If we seek anything else, it is not worth it, because we have the truth. We have everything that man needs to save his soul. In 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, instruction, and righteousness. We have the truth. All we have to do is follow God's word. in Acts 20, verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. What God's word would do, he said it would build you up. But you got to have God's word in your heart. You got to keep God's word in your heart. Not just when we come together here, but when we go home, when we go to the grocery store, when we go to the mall. We must always keep God's word in our heart. People must see that light in us. Sometimes people, it will start a conversation. They will ask you, well, I've been asked on occasion, am I a preacher? And I'm just dressed normal. But I guess it's the way you conduct yourself, the way you carry yourself. God's word, you must always keep God's word in your heart. It's hard sometimes when, well, not hard, a little difficult, when you're speaking to your friend about God's word. And they're reading God's word just like you are. You're showing them the scripture. And yet still, you are turned down. I had a friend, well, I thought it was a friend. And I was teaching, we would have a biblical conversation about God's word. Now, you can't change God's word to suit mankind. We have to take God's word as it is. And as we were speaking about God's word, he got angry. And that so-called friend, I haven't heard from him in many years. But yet still, we must go on, because God's word is God's word. His truth is righteousness. If we have faith in God's word, we'll apply it to our life every day of the week, and we'll live by his rule. In John 12:48, he said, he that reject me and receive it not by word, as one that judges him, the word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. The word, God's word, we're gonna be judged about the word. Are we following God's truth? Are we keeping God's will? In Matthew 12, Matthew 12, 36 and 37, he said, but I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by that word thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned. By thy word. That's what we have. We can't change God's word. We have to live by God's word. We have to accept God's word as it's written and do his will. Every word to bring, this is from Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 12:14. Bring every word, every work, every secret thing into judgment. Ecclesiastes 12:14. So see, there's no secret that we can do. Oh, you might think you're doing something secret. But there's no secret that man can do that God don't know of. And on top of that, every secret thing gonna be brought before you in the judgment. If God's word is the standard on which all men will be judged, which it is, at the final judgment, then it is the standard by which all men should live. All men, all mankind must live by God's will. There's no exception. Not for the young, not for the old. Once you become old enough to understand God's word, he expects you to obey his will. And we must be ready at all time. We don't want to be like the 10 virgins in Matthew 25, when 5 were ready and 5 wasn't. We can't wait until the Lord come, then we try to get ready. See, that was the problem with 5 of the 10 virgins. They waited till the bridegroom came, then they tried to go get oil for their lamp. But it was too late. He said the door will close. And as you know, when the door is closed, it is closed. You can't enter. So we must be ready. In Matthew 24, it tells us to watch. So we'll watch for the Lord. We have to be ready at all times. As long as we keep God's word in our heart, as long as we continue to live by God's word, we will be ready. Nothing is guaranteed. Only thing God promised is his word. We have his word. It's up to us to study God's word. It's up to us to keep God's word in our heart. Carry with us at all times. Let it be our guide through the sinful world. At this time, I'd like to give the invitation. What would you do at all end of the speaking? If any here this evening have heard God's word, and if they believe God's word, Mark 16:16. Repent. You have to do repent of your sin. Acts 17:30. And confession is made. Matthew 10:32. Then baptism. You have to be baptized. You say you believe God's word, you believe in the Lord. Let them put you on in baptism. Acts 2:38. Thank you. And this is my lesson.
Please be standing. Just as I am.
Oh.
not have an opportunity to take the Lord's Supper this morning. Sherman will be up here. The table has been set aside for those who didn't have the opportunity to take up the Lord's Supper. If anyone needs the emblem, please show by raise our hand. If not, I'll read a scripture which I read this morning in Matthew 26, verse 26. It said, and as they were eating,